The Masonic Grand Lodge Temple overlooks downtown Waco. It's the headquarters of the state's Masonic Lodges and was completed in 1949 as an Art Deco interpretation of King Solomon's Temple. The fraternal organization's roots date to the Biblical Kings era. Once, nearly every Texas town had a Masonic Lodge. Many still do. Early lodges often were two-story buildings on the town square. The first floor housed a business. Upstairs, Masons conducted their private meetings, ceremonies, and initiations. The term lodge comes from the wooden huts used by European stonemasons who built the great cathedrals during the Middle Ages. In the lodges, Masons groups passed along construction secrets and traditions, some dating from King Solomon's time. As cathedral building declined, Masons lodges accepted members outside the building trades. Gradually, the goals of the members shifted from construction improvement to personal improvement. The Waco Temple is a sprawling 135,000 square foot building of three floors designed by Dallas architects Broad and Nelson. White limestone blocks and tan granite slabs cover a reinforced concrete and steel framework. The first floor extends to form a porch. Two freestanding 40-foot-tall pillars each support a huge globe, one terrestrial, the other celestial. Two towers rising 77 feet flank the facade. Between the towers, a tall recessed doorway incorporates heavy steel doors and stained glass scenes of the first Masonic meeting in Texas in 1835. Chiseled stone images around the doorway depict construction tools, the squares, compass, level, trowel, and plumb. Each tool has symbolic meaning to Masons, as does the letter G, which stands for Geometry and for God.